Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. You know, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So you ought to be rejoicing in the Lord, if nothing else. You know, all the other stuff is going to pass away, but guess what? God never fails. He never leaves you out there alone. So you always rejoice. No matter what's going on, you say, Lord, I'm rejoicing in you. Don't ever forget to rejoice in the Lord. Don't let nothing steal your joy. You know, I hear a lot of people quote that, but, you know, time something happened. You know what? He did this to me and she did that to me. No, don't let nothing steal your joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we got to go ahead on with our announcements. I want to make sure that you tune in, glory to God, because the shows is coming on next week. Amen. They're going to be so powerful, and I don't want you to miss it. Mark your calendar and don't miss it. My God, it's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. First of all, we have WOW Radio that comes on Tuesday night with Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse, an awesome, awesome man and woman of God that comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you come on and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. If you miss the power in prayer, they did a part one and a part two. It was just awesome. You know, and if you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader that can help you to get to the next level, I want you to make sure you hit them up on Facebook and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. I'm sure they can fulfill that need because God had placed them in this time for such a time as this, glory to God, to help people to get where they need to be in Christ. You know, sometimes you just don't want to give in and say, well, you know what, I'm fearful, I'm afraid, I just don't know, but I'm scared. My God, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, glory to God, than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Hallelujah, my God. In other words, I'd rather be there doing what's fearful and keep walking in the Lord, thy God, doing what he's calling me to do, than out there doing what man wants me to do, glory to God. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of the ministry or whatever the need may be. And if you move on down to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She did an awesome job on yesterday. Amen. She had some trouble, amen, for the last 2 weeks. But guess what? She came back powerful. Amen. She broke the devil leg on yesterday because she did an awesome job on her show. It was just awesome, awesome, awesome. It was just off the chain. And I want to encourage you, don't miss it on next Saturday. It comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. So you don't want to miss it. Then I want to encourage you, we'll call the Hour of Power. I'm Prophetess Martha Williams, and I come on the first Hour of Power. And this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to make sure you mark your calendars and listen, because, you know, there's a word from the Lord. You know, who knows? You may be missing your word. You don't want to miss your word, so I encourage you to come on and get on. If you know friends that would need to hear a word from the Lord, tell them to get on, glory to God. If you desire prayer, when you come in, press the 1, and after I finish the announcements, I will bring you in. So I encourage you to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because God is still moving. He still sits high and looks low, and he knows what his people need, so that's what he allows us to preach, just what you need. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between there, and then you're going to move on down. It's Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It's none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Glory to God. At 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You know, she comes on right after I do. You just got a little 30-minute break, then you can go over and hear more powerful words. The word don't stop. And sometimes people stop. We stop seeking the word. The word does not stop, but we stop seeking it. So don't be one of those that just seek it, you know, doing, you know, I'm going to church on Sunday, that's enough. Nah, we need the word all the time, 24/7, because whenever those adversities come and the devil throw those wrenches in the system, I call it, glory to God, then you'll have something to stand on. You'll have the word to piggyback on, glory to God. So don't let the devil rise. If you do, he want to drive. Don't let him drive your car, glory to God. That means your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive many things. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, I encourage you to come on and partner for those $25 and always give the more. You know, too much is given, much is required. So how much do you want? Or how bad do you want it? Glory to God. You know, now I see everybody's holding back and they're holding tight on their money. Glory to God. But I encourage you to let it go. Hallelujah. You got to let some of it go. You got to give God what's due. Glory to God. Because, you know, only he can multiply. Amen. Glory to God. Only God can do the multiplying. Without him, we are nothing. Without him multiplying, you still ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. If you got only $5, glory, you say, Lord, this is all I got for the whole week, $5. Well, guess what? Hallelujah. You already got gas in your car. You might need the $5 to put the gas in the car. I'm not going to say maybe you do, maybe you don't. But understand, hallelujah, whatever you give to him, he'll multiply back, glory to God, because you gave him his portion. That's what you got to do. Make sure you give him his portion. Hallelujah. Not to go out and buy no clothes. Not to go out there, amen, and spend haphazardly. Not to go and say, well, you know what, I saw this and I wanted it, and so I got this. But now I don't have enough, Lord, to give you. Well, you know what? Now, you ain't going to hear that now. Glory to God. You got to give him what's due to him. You know, it's something for us to always want him to give us, but we don't want to give to the Lord's house. Glory to God. We don't want to give to the Lord's house. When it comes down to money, we just hold it so tight. You know, there was this person, amen, and I was on my way to work one morning, and we were talking, and the Lord told me to tell him that you're going to get 5 envelopes. And I told him, I said, you're going to get 5 envelopes. We were talking, and we were just going on, just talking, you know, just chitter-chattering, yeah, about nothing, really, just talking. And so the Lord told me, tell them they're going to get 5 envelopes. I said, oh, okay, hold up. I said, hold up, I got to tell you something. Let me stop you right there. So I did. I told them, I said, you're going to get 5 envelopes. And you know what? Each one of them envelopes this person got, and each one of them envelopes, it has some type of money in it. Let me explain. Even if it's a card, it's got money on it. There's stuff that you can go get that you would have had to buy with your own money. Each one of these envelopes had money in it. So that's just how God do it. Because you know what? This person is a giver. They don't mind giving. They'll give you. I mean, if they got it, they'll go get it. That's just how they do. Glory to God. Not that they go get in debt or anything like that. But if they got a little tucked away or whatever, you know, and they know they can spare it, then they'll go and they'll get it. And guess what? God always gives it back to them, even the more. And they have not stopped their giving because they know what it does. You know, giving will break up some stuff. Giving tear up some stuff. Giving will shake some stuff loose from you. How many of you need some stuff shook or loose? Glory to God. I can shake the money tree all day long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you ain't giving nothing out there, don't expect for that green that's falling off there to fall in your hands. Let me help you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's not my message, so we're going to move on. But I encourage you to come on and be a partner, join, and see what God wants to do in your life. If these ministries have been a blessing to you, then I ask you to sow into the ministries. And I know some of you have been, you know, touched a lot by these ministries. So I encourage you to go ahead and sow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead on, and I don't see nobody press the 1. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1, and I will bring you in. But in the meantime, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise, God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to move in a mighty way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everyone on this line, oh God, Father God, I ask you to touch them in the way that they need you to touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let the word find them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bring healing, to bring strength, to bring deliverance, to bring whatever they may need in their mortal body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, God, because God, I know that you're on time, God. Lord, you sit high and you look low, Lord, but I know you see what your people need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, God, almighty God, to just go in, Lord God, and touch, Lord God, those that need healing from, Lord God, stress. Oh, my God, you are the stress remover, oh God. Father God, you said in your word to cast the cares upon you because you care, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, you said you'll heal them, God. You'll give them rest. You'll give them peace that will surpass all understanding. In other words, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, people will see how they'll be going through and all the things around them are falling down, but they're casting every care upon you and they're walking in the peace of God. They're walking in your rest in the name of Jesus. I speak rest to every situation right now in the name of Jesus. No more stressful days. No more stressful nights. No more sleepless days. No more sleepless nights. In the name of Jesus, I speak rest upon you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, glory to God. You know, sometimes, you know, the thing about it is what happens, you fall short of believing that God is still a healer and a miracle worker. You know, it's in the word of God, yes. He healed in the Bible, and that's what we're to go by. If he healed then, he's still healing now because he's still real. Because guess what? This world is still here, and we're still here. Glory to God. So don't sell yourself short. He's still in the healing business. He's still a miracle-working God. Nothing catches God by surprise. He knows every move you make. He knows everything you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may think man may not can see it because you can hide it so long from them. But what's in you, it's going to come out. Glory to God. You know, there's some spaghetti sauce, and they said, if it's in there, it's going to come out, you know, glory to God. Because when you pour it out of the bottle, glory to God, guess what? It's going to come out. Either it's going to taste good or it's going to taste bad, glory to God. So understand, God sees all and he knows all. So we can't hide. Sometimes we try to hide from God. We can't hide from God because he sees you. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. That means he's everywhere, glory to God. He sees you at night. He sees you in the morning, in the evening, all through the day, nothing. He hears what you say. He sees what you do. So we can't hide. Glory to God. And you can't run because he still got you. Hallelujah. Let's get on with our message today. I'm going to be coming from chapter 5, glory to God, on Acts chapter 5. And I want you to turn with me to Acts chapter 5. I know you've heard this many, many times, but you know there ought to be different revelations in everything you read when you read it. Sometimes God gives you more and more different revelation. Amen. It's so much compiled in one, amen, one chapter till, you know, he goes back and he redo it. Hallelujah. You know, just like you remodel your house, you know, everything, you know, is run down and go, you know, and so in other words, you have to go in and you have to gut it. So sometimes God has to go in and he will gut the word to you, hallelujah, to give to his people. So I encourage you to listen up closely. The title of my message is Don't Get Caught in a Lie. How many of you sometimes know, you know, sometimes people will just say some stuff just out of the blue and knowing they're lying. Glory to God. Now you know that's a lie. Come on now. Glory to God. That's a lie. That is a lie. You know, we experience that because we're here on earth. You know, when you are in Christ Jesus, you know, when you began to get your life straight and you began to come forward in the things of God and you begin to know who he is and you begin, amen, to experience the miracles and you begin to taste and see how good the Lord is to you, then guess what? All that should be passed away. So you shouldn't just intentionally going around here lying, glory to God. So let's see what happened here. I'm going to just take you back just a couple of steps. This is on chapter 4 for just a few minutes. You know, this was Peter and John. You know, they were going around, they were speaking to the people, and they were telling them about the resurrection and how Jesus died and he rose on the, you know, on the third day, and he was telling them, you know, many received him. Yes, they did. They received him. And after they heard, you know, how good God was, and they were talking about the resurrection of Jesus, and he was telling them all, you know, the miracles and different stuff that they were doing and how God, how he did it, And guess what? Some received. And, you know, there are some that don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's just the way it is. But this is, I'm talking about Peter and John. Now we're going to go over, amen, in chapter 5, and you're gonna hear the story. So just listen. We're going to go down this road together. The title, again, it don't get caught in a lie. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold possessions. In other words, they sold some property. Hallelujah. And kept back part of the price. His wife also being privately to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Okay, look right here. Now, you know what? Well, women, let me help you out. Men, let me help you out too. Don't get caught in a lie with them. If they are, glory to God, they are not doing what God is telling them to do, and they're not doing what God has called them to do, amen, to do, to tell the truth, then you don't have to don't get caught in a lie with them, glory to God. Because guess what? What's going to happen is you're going to find your own self, hallelujah, in a mess, because, you know, every tub has to sit on its own bottom. That means every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord. So, and therefore, you are not going to be held accountable for what he do. If he's lying and you try to talk him out of it, glory to God, then you're not going to be held accountable. But don't go ahead, amen, and say, okay, yeah, we'll do that, glory to God. And guess what? You know, you're going to get yourself in a mess. How many times has God told you to do something and you go and you'll do the opposite? Well, you know what, honey, we can't pay our tithes this week, you know, because, you know, we got too many bills and we got too much to do, and we can't be paying our tithes like that. And you're going to say, well, yeah, okay, baby, I understand. No, you're going to get caught up in that lie. Hallelujah. Well, what you need to say is, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give God his first. And then we're going to believe him for whatever else we got to do. Okay? Glory to God. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. You pay him first. And then you watch God grow you. Watch him get you to that place where you won't have to have those troubles anymore. Glory to God. But no, they didn't see it like that. Yeah, she's standing up there agreeing with it. Just because that's your man and your main man, you say, you don't have to get caught up in that. Glory to God. So just be careful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? He said, while it remains, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto man, but unto God. Oh, my God. Look at that. Amen. He said, wasn't it yours in the beginning when you sold it? You had it. It was in your possession in the beginning. It belonged to you. You could have sold it and did anything you wanted to do with it. But see, the other people were selling their property, and they were selling it and giving it to the apostles so they could help those who were in need. Hallelujah, because they believe. Now, do you think Ananias and Sapphira would really believe? If they believed in the true and the living God, you think they'd have told this lie here? Amen, glory to God. No, they wouldn't have told it. They wouldn't have told this lie here. They wouldn't have told it. But it was his to do whatever he wanted to do with it. The people that gave them their money, amen, when they sold their property, gave it to them so that they can give, help others, those that needed it. But guess what? They lied and said, yeah, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. We're going to keep that part of this. Okay, and she agreed. And then we're going to take the rest of it and don't think that they didn't know. Ain't that something? Glory to God. You think God don't know what you made? Hallelujah. He knows everything that you make. He knows every check you get, every dime you get, every quarter, every nickel, every penny you pick up from the street. He knows the number of hairs on your head. When one of them fall out, he still know, amen, glory to God. He can count, hallelujah. You know, Sister Sarah, she lost two of her hairs, but guess what? I know she still got 199, maybe, you know, maybe more than that. I'm just rounding it off, okay? Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, he knows everything you got. But you know what, Lord, I can't pay my tithe this time. because I want to go over here. I want to get them shoes I saw, and it matched this dress. So, you know, I got to have a purse, you know, and the purse comes from Gucci and Lucci, and I want all that. And then, you know, I can't give you my tithing offer this time. I'm going to go to this game I wanted to go to, and they're selling tickets like $300. So I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to purchase this ticket. Don't you know God know all that? So, you know, what would you rather do? Would you be willing to live with God than live without him? Because that game is not going to help you. That dress is not going to save you. Them shoes ain't going to heal you. Oh, good God Almighty. Them shoes is not going to heal you, glory to God. Because, you know, some stuff you can't really do without. But you just don't want to. You know, you hear people say, well, you know what? I work hard and I need. Well, if you're doing what you need to do for the Lord, then it's okay. But if you ain't doing what you need to do and you need to pay your tithes and offering, then you need to get the stepping. Glory to God. Let's move on just a little bit. And Ananias, hearing these words, guess what happened to him? Fell down, gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. Don't you know, amen. See, you can lie to me, glory to God, and you can get away with it. But you can't lie to the Holy Ghost. You can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Because look what happened. Let me help y'all out. This is not Old Testament, you know. This is New Testament. People got a habit of saying, well, you know, that happened in the Old Testament. Well, let me help you with that. This happened in New Testament. This is New Testament faith, okay? Glory to God. You can't lie to the Holy Ghost. Well, you know what? I can't be at prayer tonight. I got too much to do. I can't do that. I can't give you no more of my tithes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got too much to pay. Glory to God. My God. Don't you know, you see what happened to him? He fell down, amen, gave up the ghost. He died. Let me just tell it like this. He died. Glory to God. So you have to be careful. Don't get caught in a lie. Hallelujah. Because they already knew. Come on now. They were the apostles, and they had been laboring with Jesus. Glory to God. And they've been trained. And, you know, he done gave them. They got the discerning of the Spirit. Don't you know? And the Holy Ghost living on the inside of them. To help them, to tell them, amen, what's going on. And, you know, he's talking to them, the Holy Ghost talking and telling them, you know, what they're doing and how they're doing it and what they're going to do. Don't you know, amen. See, they couldn't believe, they couldn't have believed. If they did, ain't no way in the world they told that lie. Glory to God. Come on now. Because you got to have a reverential fear of what God is going to do. You don't worry about man, but you got to have a reverential fear of knowing, okay, if I got this, and you know, and I need to do this, then, you know, I ain't worried about man, but I need to think about what God's going to do to me. Glory to God. Then I need to take care of my business. Hallelujah. Sometimes people be asking God, say, Lord, give me more money. Give me more money. What are you going to give you more money for? You ain't doing nothing with that you already got. Glory to God. You ain't doing what you need to do. What are you going to give you a bigger house for? If he gave you a bigger house, all you're going to do is sit up in it and would never pray. Okay, well, you know, I got my house now. Ain't no need me praying. I got what I need. Ain't no need me praying no more. I got all the cars and all tea in China. Ain't no need me doing nothing else. Ain't no need me praying no more for all that. Let me see what else I can do. You know, trials and troubles come to make us better, not bitter. So when they come, glory to God, you got to always be prayed up in your mind. You know, you got to have a mindset to pray. You know, I always say, you know, they say, well, ain't nothing I can do, you know. But you know what? I tell them. I say, yes. I say, yeah, I can do nothing in the physical, but I can take it to the spiritual realm. I can always pray. Because the Bible said, man, always pray and faint not. So you always got to have a prayerful mind. Whatever comes up, glory to God. Because let me tell you, God will move some stuff out of your way, good God Almighty, called prayer still works. Didn't they tell you that on Tuesday? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Prayer still works. And they was explaining, you know, why didn't they get, they was talking about the power. Why didn't they get the power, amen, before they got, you know, before they prayed. But see, it took prayer to bring the power on, glory to God. And when they, that's when they was endued from power on high, because they were praying fervently, and that's when the power fell on them. Good God Almighty, glory to God, hallelujah. And you know, they always say, well, you know, much prayer, amen, you get much power. Little prayer, little power, glory to God. Don't you want the much? Hallelujah. So see, they were already wrapped up and tied up in there, so they already know what, amen, what was to come. So they just wrapped him up. Let's see what he said. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. Huh, look, this is the New Testament church, okay? Glory to God. And it was about the space of 3 hours after when his wife, now not knowing what was done, came in. Now, look, when she walked in there, glory to God, it's been 3 hours. You know, it ain't like you can hit them up on the phone now. You can text them. They didn't have all that back then. You know, say, honey, what you doing or where you at? You know, they could tell you, well, I'm at the grocery store and ain't even seen groceries. Glory to God, ain't seen no kind of inside of no store. So well, they ain't got no business. Okay, let's move on. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, see, then that day she couldn't do that. So she had to go over there, hallelujah, where you was, where they was. And it was 3 hours passing. He hadn't came back. Now, when she walked in there, I don't think she asked the right question. And furthermore, if she knew Jesus, like she should have known, if she knew the Lord, like that, she wouldn't have walked in there, glory to God, like that. After 3 hours, I'm going in there, hold up, let me ask some questions, let me see, hold up. You know, hold up now. Let's see what my husband at, what happened, you know, because she already had that lie on the inside of her that him and her done already conjured up to tell him. You know, so I would have said, hold up, wait a minute, let me ask him questions here. Where is he? What happened? You know, if I didn't see him, you know, she ain't looking around saying, well, did y'all see him today or nothing? She said none of that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it been 3 hours, man would have been wondering. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. And she told him, yes, this amount. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Glory to God, my God. Look what happened. See, she came in there and they already had made up that line. What happened? They wound her up and took her out with it, and they also buried her also. Glory to God. Ain't that something? So be careful about getting caught. Amen. Don't get caught in a lie. Because, you know, most of the time when you get caught in one lie, then you got to tell another one to try to straighten that one out. And then before you know that you done made a mess, then you really come back really just telling the truth. If you don't know, don't say nothing. Glory to God. If you don't know, just don't say nothing. You know, I talk to this person, and sometimes when I talk to them, they say, hold up, wait a minute. And we be talking, and I ask questions, hold up, wait a minute. No, So don't get me the line. And so they won't say nothing. They saying, I don't know, so I'm not going to say nothing. And that's a good way to be. It's really funny, but that's a good way to be. Hold up, don't start me the line. And that's what they'll say, glory to God. And it's the truth. But, you know, she could have lived if she had came in and told the truth about the situation. You know, she could have. I believe she would have been okay. She said, hold up, wait a minute, hold up, I'm going to come against this man. Because this man told that lie, and then all of a sudden now, you know, he wanted me to tell y'all the same thing. First of all, she shouldn't agree with him in the beginning. But then when she walked in there and didn't see him, my mind would have been running and thinking, right? Okay, because they didn't really truly have the true living God. When you got the true and living God in you, don't you know you're gonna tell the truth, glory to God. You're going to walk in that place. Hallelujah. You're going to walk in that place to where, you know, I got to tell the truth. Because, you know, you have to tell the truth because, you know, glory to God, you don't want to keep going and lying. Because, you know, in Psalms 101, it says, glory to God, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. So that means you ain't going to have no place if you be lying. You know, and don't be asking other people to lie for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can talk to people. A lie ain't nothing for them to tell you. A lie ain't nothing. You know why? Because they said they got the Holy Ghost, but they hadn't been delivered from lying. Because you know what you got to do? You got to put those things out there that you want God to take out. If you don't want him to mess with certain things, then he's not going to mess with it. And he ain't going to force himself. Say, Lord, if I have a lying spirit, a cunning spirit, Lord, take it out, Lord God. Lord, whatever's on the inside of my heart that's not like you. You see right here, because he said that thing that Satan had got in their heart and told them to lie to the apostles about what they sold it for, what they sold their property for. Satan had done got on the inside, you know, and once they told that lie, then here come another one telling a lie. So what happened? They wound them all up and took them out. Glory to God. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together, tempt the Spirit of the Lord. I want to read this again. Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. See what happened? They both lied and they died, both of them. Glory to God. This is New Testament church here. You know, we got to get to that place where we tell the truth. You can't be telling stories and telling, let me stop. You can't be telling lies because that's just what the word says. You can't be telling lies, you know. You got to make sure you're telling the truth. You know, when you talk to people, sometimes you be done told a story, and then you don't realize, glory to God. And then you come back and you tell them something else. Well, you been already lied. Glory to God. And then you got to keep trying to turn it around to make it fit. Turn it around to make it fit. Turn it around. No, just tell the truth in the beginning and you won't have to worry about that. All that'll be gone, glory to God. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Now, don't you know them people were scared after that? Yes, they were scared because they were seeing some of the signs and the wonders. You just think about it, because they saw whenever, you know, if I don't do what God tells me to do and I'm lying and doing all that I can do, amen, glory to God, in the flesh, but I'm not walking in the spirit, look what might happen to me. You know, their mind started to wonder. So you know what? If they lied like that, then I'm going and I'm sinning and doing all I think I'm big enough to do. Ain't no telling what will happen to me. Glory to God. Don't you know their minds start to wander? That's why fear came up on them, because they saw, amen, the action, amen, in progress, glory to God. When those two, hallelujah, died and they wound them up and took them out, glory to God. So don't you know they did fear? They believed then, really believed then. Because if the two that did the lying would have believed in the beginning, they wouldn't have been in that predicament. Because sometimes we put ourselves in those predicaments by telling lies, glory to God. You know, a lie ain't nothing for some people to tell. And they've been doing it so long, and they just really done, got in their spirit really, really good, you know, in their flesh. And they begin to continue to lie. They just continue to lie. Be just continuing lying. Glory to God. Everything come out of their mouth. Well, you know what? I had such a big, big, big old bank account, or I had this many cars, and I had this many. I got property, and I got land, and I got this, and that. It ain't got nothing. Glory to God. You know what the old people used to say? You ain't got a wonder to throw it out. Glory to God. My God, my God. You know, that's the place where some people are, just telling lies. Hallelujah. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. That was a place that Solomon had built. It was a sanctuary, glory to God. And of the rest does no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women. See, after all that, glory to God, they believed then. So it was added to. That's when they saw the signs and the wonders, you know, and the miracles, amen, that were done. So guess what they did? Hallelujah. They really believed God then. So guess what? It multiplied. When you tell the truth, you listen, saints, when you tell the truth of the word of God, when you tell the truth, no matter what happens, if they don't ask you nothing, then don't you say nothing. Hallelujah. If it's your business and they ask you, then, yeah, you got to do what you got. You got to tell the truth. But if they don't ask you nothing, just go on. So you know what? I ain't in that. That was just, I ain't in that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to say, I ain't in that mess. Don't try to get other people tied up in other people's mess and lying. Glory to God. You know, things like this have happened. Hallelujah. But I thank God, hallelujah, that I knew enough about a man named Jesus not to want to tell a lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, don't ask me that. Glory to God. And don't think I'm going to lie for nothing, because I didn't do it, so I'm not lying like that. Glory to God. You have people calling you from left and right, right and left, but I'm not lying. I'm not getting in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful. Glory to God. You can't be lying. You got to have a spirit of telling the truth. And always stay, amen, in the word of God, because the word will hit you, and it'll help you to tell the truth. You know, just reading it one Sunday ain't going to get it. Reading it one Monday ain't going to get it. reading it one Friday afternoon, that show ain't going to get it. Glory to God. You got to consistently stay in this word, because this word is going to help you to find, amen, things that's living on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That you want God to help you with. My God, my God. Gossiping, slandering people. Amen. Hallelujah. Making you all that in a bag of chips. Hallelujah. And a toothy roll to go on the side. Good God Almighty. It'll help you to find yourself when you get ready to slander somebody. You don't know if it's the truth or a lie. Hallelujah. You know, people can talk. Yes, sometimes the street community do know what they're talking about. Glory to God. But you know what I found out? It's not to go and repeat. It's to hold on. Just hold on and watch and see what happens. Glory to God. Because if you're a saint of the Most High God, then what you need to do is you need to praise the Lord. I hope that that ain't the case. Hallelujah. God, if it is, deliver them, God, and help them, Lord, not to do that. That's what you got to do. But you know, so many times when you find out stuff, you pass it right on to somebody else instead of praying about it. Glory to God. Then the next thing you know, well, you know what? They told a lie. That was not it. So be careful when you go and spread information that you don't really know if it's a lie or a truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I always say, you know, I'm like, okay, I would talk to people and I'm saying, okay, you know, it's so-and-so-and-so, you know, I thought so-and-so-and-so were dead. And they always tell me, so you stop killing, glory to God. Well, yeah, I just said I thought. Didn't nobody tell me that, glory to God. But, you know, you have to be careful when the street committee tell you stuff. Hallelujah. Because some of it don't be true. And some do be true. Because they be out there and they know what's going on. They really do. Just tell the truth, they really do. But some of it, they don't know nothing about it. So just be careful. That's why you have to have the Holy Ghost, the true Holy Ghost, living on the inside of you. If Ananias and Sapphira had a true Holy Ghost, they would have known. No, don't y'all go in there telling that lie. Hold up. We got Jesus in us. Uh-oh, you go in there telling that lie. Ain't going to tell you what might happen to us. Glory to God. You know, some don't want the true and living God. You know, some rather believe a lie than believe the truth. Glory to God. And that's just the way the world system is. But, you know, we don't operate by the world system. We operate by Jesus' system, glory to God, because he died and he hung on the cross for us, hallelujah, and all those lying and all that backbiting and all that different stuff going on, hallelujah, we're dead. You know, when we were born again, we're dead to sin, glory to God, but we are not to keep on going on sinning. You know, well, God made me like that. No, glory to God, no. After all that, then you give your life to Christ, then you are to be dead to sin. Do we sin and fall short? Yes, but we don't do it and knowing that we do it. Okay, what good would it do me? Amen. I know that it's wrong, hallelujah, to go out there, go hallelujah, and I'm just using myself as an example, hallelujah, to go out and get whoever I want, you know, and do whatever I'm pleasing out there in the street. No, that's just not right. Hallelujah. When I gave my life to Christ, hallelujah, glory to God, then guess what? I can't do that no more. I can't go out there doing that because my body was presented to him as a living sacrifice, totally acceptable unto him, glory to God. So that means I got to keep myself unspotted from the world. I can't go out there where, you know, can't nobody see me. Me and you going to go ahead and we're going to go out the dinner and we're going to go on and we're going to do whatever it is we want to do. We want to go to club. We're going to go to club. No, you can't do that. Hallelujah. He said, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Don't let people, hallelujah, see you going off, amen, with old JoJo, amen. You're riding with your hair hanging out the window and thank you in heaven, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. When it's a lie from the pit. Hallelujah. Because he said, don't let your good be evil spoken of. And you know what? Everybody else is talking about you. And they're speaking evil of your goods because you shouldn't be going off with old JoJo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. You can't be telling lies. Hallelujah. And expect, hallelujah, heaven's blessing. Because he said, you ain't got no room in his kingdom. You ain't got no room in his house. Let's move on. Glory to God. In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round and about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Now look right there, see? after all that that happened, after all the things that happened, amen, glory to God, then they believed after Ananias and Sapphira fell dead and they rolled them up, took them out. Hallelujah. They believed really then. And then they began to bring the sick. They began to bring the lame. They began to bring those who were vexed, who were depressed, who were troubled, who was agitated, tormented, who was angry, who was afflicted. Glory to God. They began to bring them to them. Hallelujah, for healing. And every one of them was healed because they believed, amen, at that point. Look what it took. What is it going to take for you to believe that God is true and every man's word is a liar? Hallelujah. What will it take? Hallelujah. For you to believe, hallelujah, I must go on this road. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I must go on this road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling the truth and doing what he called me to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What would it take? Hallelujah. See, after they saw all this, they came to him. They were just they was hoping just the shadow would heal them. Don't you want, amen, your shadow just to walk by somebody in a wheelchair? But listen, it's going to take God to get all that stuff out you. Amen. It's going to take the Holy Ghost on the inside to really live in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God to bring you to a place. You get, you know, you walk by them. Amen. You go into the store and you walk by someone in a wheelchair. And you say, oh, my God. You walk by them and then they get up out of the wheelchair just because of your shadow. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You're standing in line and somebody, amen, that they can't hardly walk. And all of a sudden they throw the cane down and they straighten up. Huh? Oh, glory to God, huh? Because you know you have been hanging out with Jesus, huh? And you've been telling the truth, and you've been walking the truth, and in love, glory to God, and you've been doing all he asked you to do, huh? Like his disciples, hallelujah. The God living in you, glory to God, is the one that heals and sets free. Don't you want to be in a place, huh? Oh, my God, somebody standing at the counter, oh, good God Almighty, and they can't see, glory to God, someone got to hold on to them, and all of a sudden, amen, blinded eyes come open. That's all because you've been hanging around with a man named Jesus. You've been walking in love, and you've been telling the truth of the word of God. Good God Almighty. Ain't that what you want? Glory to God. Somebody been in prison in their mind, and it's been locked up. Oh, my God, they can't get free. Oh, my God, glory to God. Every time you turn around, oh, my God, depression is hitting. The devil trying to get them to fear everything, and every time they step in the hedges, amen, glory to God, and go out in their highways, the devil is trying to bind them up so they'll stay in their household. Glory to God. And you walk by them, hallelujah, wherever they may be, and you say, oh, my God, what happened? They're healed. They say, I don't feel that depression no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, don't you want to be that person, hallelujah, that can get them healed and you can get them set free? Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be in that place? Well, glory to God. If you're lying, you can't be. Hallelujah. I just read to you what book of Psalms 101 and 7 said. Hallelujah. Go back and read it. Go read it. It's in the word. Read it. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You shall not have a place in his house. Hallelujah. You know, we got to walk in truth even the more, and we got to tell the truth. Sometimes it hurts, yes, but you got to tell the truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't try to go around and get nobody else to lie for you. Hallelujah. That's the wrong thing to do. Because if they do, then they're part of the lie. So I say this. If you're coming to me, you better make sure you're coming with the truth. Hallelujah. So don't try to get me to be a part of a lie because it ain't happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That just won't happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I want my very shadow to heal and set free those that need it. Don't you want yours to do the same? You know, we ought to want more of Jesus and not more a man. Let's read on just a little bit further. Then the high priest rose. He rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And you know what? They got mad. Hallelujah. They got mad after they were seeing. They were angry. They aroused, glory to God. They were mad because they were seeing how people were getting healed and, you know, how they were getting set free, glory to God. All because, glory to God, it's in their mind that they didn't really believe. In their mind, they didn't believe. So they were all mad. The Sadducees were mad, glory to God, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. They arrested them. They arrested them because they were just healing and telling people about Jesus. You know, people sometimes, I'll put it like this, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't want the real Jesus. You know, there's Bar Jesus, which that's the fake one over there, glory to God. That's just what it is. I said Bar Jesus, they go, they at the bar, they drinking, and they talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen people when they get tore up from the floor up, glory to God, and they got all that, how should I say it? They are full of, amen, that spirit. I put it like that, not to the Holy Ghost, but they full of the spirit juice. And then what they'll do, they'll start talking about God and start talking, oh, I know him to do this, and I know him to do that, and I know him to do that. But whenever they sober, yeah, can't hardly hear them say a word about it, unless they're Bar Jesus, because they done been over there at the bar, and then they want to talk about Jesus. That's just the way it is. Glory to God. But they put them in prison because they were telling these people how they can be, you know, how they can get set free, and they were telling them about a man named Jesus, glory to God, that can heal them and set them free, glory to God, that he died and how he rose on the third day, and they didn't like it. They didn't like it. So they put them in prison. Ain't that something? Nowadays, you know, some don't want to hear the truth. And some will hear the truth. You know, some will receive, and the Bible says some won't. So don't feel bad. I mean, if you go and you do what God is calling you to do, and, you know, you say, well, can I share something with you? And they share the word, you share the word with them, then it's okay. You share what God wants you to share. That's fine. It's okay. Glory to God. Don't feel bad after all that, because you've done what he called you to do. And that's up to them to receive it. Because all you are to do there is to give them the word. You ain't got to shut it down their throat. And don't get mad and turn away, glory to God. Well, you know, say, Lord, I hope they receive the word that you gave them, Lord. Sometimes he may just say, go and tell them that I love them, glory to God. And I'm going to do a great work in them, glory to God. Well, that's all you go. You don't have to go and act all spiritual. Well, you know the Lord said and get to spitting all over them and hocking and hopping. And no, you got to do all that. Just do what he asked you to do. Glory to God. I found out if you just do what he asked you to do. He said, you know, a liar won't tarry in my house. So you don't add and don't take nothing away from my word. We're living in a day now where, you know, sometimes people will add and take away from God's word. Don't do it. Don't do it and don't do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he calls you to be in that season, then that's what you do. Glory to God. Don't say he said something and he didn't say it. Hallelujah. You know, I talk to people, and I'm telling you, I do. I talk to them, and I listen. See, they don't think I'd be listening, but I'm listening. Glory to God. You know, some people proclaim to be, you know, saved, and some people are really saved. Well, them proclaiming Christians over here to proclaim to be saved, glory to God. I don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. No, I don't. But I can see, amen, the fruit that you're bearing from your tree. Glory to God. I don't judge the person, but I can judge the fruit that's coming off of there. Glory to God. If you're supposed to have apples, glory to God, and you got something far from an apple, I don't even know what it is growing on your tree. Glory to God. I see a cherry over here, and I see a grape over there. Glory to God. And I see a banana hanging off on the side. Then guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then that's not the tree. You don't have it. You don't have it. Glory to God. So remember, don't get caught in a lie. Always tell the truth. The truth is in the word of God. If you read it, it will bring whatever's on the inside out of you. So you can walk in love and you can walk in the truth. Glory to God. Because God's word is true and every man be a liar. But, you know, sometimes we, you know, people rather believe, you know, the people, amen, that don't go to church, you know, and they, well, I know the Bible. Well, it's okay, amen. But, you know, the Bible speaks about those type people, too. You can't holler and say you know the Bible. So remember, he hears you when you say you know the Bible, and then you're over here living and doing anything you want to do. Oh, yeah, honey, we know the Bible. Okay, you know it and ain't living it. That's dangerous. Don't do it. And don't do it, and don't do it. That's a dangerous thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open the line up one more time. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, you can go on and press the one, and I will bring you in. But, you know, we're to walk in the truth of the word of God. God's word is true. And if you read it, you will find, amen, yourself in the word of God. It tells you about yourself. It tells me about myself. Glory to God. And that's what we want. We want the truth of the word of God. You listen when you listen on Tuesday night. And, you know, they're helping us, you know, and on Saturday, you know, Elder, she's helping us. And on Sunday, because, you know, there are many things other people could be doing, but this ministry with you in mind, glory to God, and is going forth doing what he is calling us to do, glory to God. And I know he told you, hallelujah, to join this ministry, and you have not done it yet. But don't keep waiting, because I'm telling you, the doors are closing. And when he closed those doors, can't no man open them. Hallelujah. Only God can open those doors that need to be opened. And when he closed the door, he'll tell that leader, he'll tell him, don't open that door for him. Because I had the door open for him, and it's been open 4 or 5 years. Glory to God. And I kept calling, and they didn't ever come in. Don't open that door again. He said, don't open it. And they have to obey what he says. So I encourage you to come on in and get in where you fit in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, don't forget, on Tuesday, we have the Power Impact team that just been rocking. Amen. Blog Talk Radio. My God, Apostle and Pastor. And then on Saturday, don't forget, Elder Askew. Amen. Glory to God. She told the devil down yesterday. She said, now, don't you ever do that to me again. Glory to God, my God. And then on Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams. And then you have a 30-minute break. Then you come on Minister Elaine Jackson. She comes on next. So I don't want you to forget. Don't forget. Mark your calendar with all this is ministry with you in mind. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord, against you, O God. Take this life, God, and remake it into yours, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ, your blood-washed, born believer. Believe in the word. Read your Bible every day. Get an understanding. He's out of all thy getting. Get an understanding of the word of God so you will know how to walk, you'll know how to talk, and you will know not to lie. And don't get caught up in lies. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to go ahead on now, and I'm going to give the benediction. Amen. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Don't forget, Minister Elaine is coming up next. Ministry with you in mind.